Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
The witches had a yard sale. They didn't sell brooms or bats, but they found homes throughout the neighborhood for their dartboards, lamps, and hats. The witches talk bargains in this minisode about their May garage sale. Take a listen to this Yellow Tag special episode. And now, your thrifty witches, Shelly, Lisa, and Daryl.
Hey guys, in Witchy Wednesday. That was dumb.
Hey guys, in Witchy Wednesday.
Do over.
No, hey, I'm keeping
nope,
it.
No.
We have
let's
no.
Let's just say every other word.
This show is always known as a non-do-over. Okay, ready?
Yeah. Hey guys, and happy Witchy Wednesday. Today we are going to have a really great little mini-sode.
Mini.
See how mini it is when we're done.
Thanks for coming.
So this is Good Witch, Bad Witch, your favorite podcast. If you're listening to this, I'm sure it's the first one you listen to today, even before Smartless.
They come out on Wednesdays too?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just know that I think it's the most, actually, I don't know if it's the most popular, but it's up there.
It's number two, I think, after Joe Rogan.
Oh,
yeah, that Joe Rogan guy is just,
yes, they sure do.
He's hanging in there for life, I tell you.
And who are we, you ask? Well, we're your witches.
Yes.
Shelly Majors is the good witch.
Totally ho.
And then we have the man witch. He has two N's in his name.
Two Darryl N's. Brown. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And then I'm your bad witch, Lisa Brown.
With no catchphrase.
No. If you're a Patreon member and you're watching this, I'm sitting in a very awkward, weird position. And I
your
don't
elbows,
know why.
They're like a scarecrow.
They
like,
are.
It's like you're about to do hammer time.
Yeah.
Or like she's real mad at the kids on the lawn. My arms are akimbo.
I'm not sure why I'm doing this, but it just felt right.
It looks pretty comfy.
Yeah. To be fair, she does have an arm that's about to fall off, so maybe it feels better.
Yeah, that's, well, we don't even need
she's
to talk
she's got a flesh-eating disease on
I
her brain not. Injury, everything else, or this poor gal's a wreck.
Well, you have a broken toe, so there.
I do. I'm just trying to keep up with the Browns.
So today we are just going to be talking briefly. We have a lot of stuff going on this month, as you guys know, if you're you listen to this podcast and you're friends of ours and stuff, but we're moving the salon and it's taken a lot. So we are going to just do this as fast as possible. We also wanted to remind you that if you are a Patreon member at the $20 level, we're having a game night, which is on Saturday, June 28th.
Yes.
So if you're already a Patreon member and it's only at a smaller level, up it for a month. So you can come play.
To the party.
And it.
Yeah. And it's amazing. It's cool. It's an exclusive party for $20 members only.
Yes.
Yes.
And if you're a $20 member already, thank you guys so much.
We love you.
So much.
Yeah, that's what we...
We were able to buy the red velvet rope to keep all the other guys out.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you can cancel it the next month or just leave it. Yeah. Just leave it.
Just leave it because we need the money.
Yeah. But you know what? The one thing that we're really happy about is that you're listening right now. So we thank you no matter what level or if you're not a Patreon at all. It's just nice that you're listening to us.
Sure.
So today we are going to be talking about our garage sale that we had last weekend and just kind of some of the funny moments and pros and cons and all kinds of little things. So where do
and one of the cool things was... Yeah. A couple of our $20 Patreon members did come to our...
Yes,
that was awesome.
So a couple of the $20 Patreon members was... well, there was three, I think. Rose Galeski came.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Carol.
Carol,
is she a $10?
Yeah.
But
and
still.
That's still amazing.
It's always nice to see her. And she takes
care of
Carol.
Yes, I love Carol Donahue.
Yeah.
We saw Gina.
Gina at first was there. Shannon Edwards is a $20 Patreon member. And Christy Bettis is a $20
that's
Patreon
right.
member.
That's right.
So some of our top gals were there.
Yeah.
I mean, Stephen you're all top also, gals in our hearts.
Yeah. And a whole bunch of people. We actually even had a friend from high school show up
that I haven't seen in
probably 40 years.
That was great. I know Amanda Reed wished that she could be there. She was on a family reunion thing out on the plains, on the farm. Samantha
like a lot of fun.
Pratt came from Blake Street Tavern.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
She's
yeah.
my sewing friend. She came to look at all the fabric.
She brought us Starbucks.
She sure did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Speaking of which, I don't know. Your family is probably much more not party as mine was, but we would, stocking stuffers were a big deal at our house. So anyway, we would put in shooters. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's some shooters that people don't normally drink, right? Mm. I'll drink almost anything.
Rumpelmans.
I had like a bottle of Di Serrano that was hidden behind the spices.
What's Di Serrano?
It's amaretto.
Amaretto.
Yeah, it's like Italian amaretto.
Mucho good.
And a little bottle of Bailey's and some other things that I seriously found in the spice rack when I was cleaning things out. So they were in the fridge door and the coffee came and then the shots came and then I put them together because I'm a good mixer.
Oh,
mm-hmm. She's a mixologist.
Yeah.
So, Jinx, you owe me a drink.
And delicious. So some of us started earlier than others, no name manwich, but so I got this big delicious coffee from Sam and then I put in the magic ingredients and then I knew this lady was coming too. So I have a neighbor named Bethany. She's adorable. She has, I think it's a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. And then she's like, eight months pregnant. She's got a baby tummy. Exactly. And the shots were kicking in with the coffee. Well, I told Bethany that I would put aside this crock pot for her. So she came over to take a look around and to get the crock pot. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed even reliving it. But anyway, I give her the crock pot and I'm buzzed from the coffee stuff. And she's like, thank you so much for doing that. And I'm like, it's the least we could do. We really wanted to give to the homeless. She has a house right behind me. And I would never say that on a good day to a homeless person. I'm dying too. Because, of course, she's sober, probably, with the bun in the oven. And she's so sweet and so cute. She had brought me cookies and invited me to church on Easter. And she's like, okay, do you want her back? You might need it, you drunk.
Give to sober living. I mean, what? No.
Oh, good. No, God. I backpedaled so hard, and she just was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I just need a crock pot.
I'm going to look around.
Crack pot.
I have you make some special meals for your family with no income.
You know, there was a lot of churchy stuff going on.
There was. So
you gave away a snowblower.
Oh, that was so cool, though. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, our neighbor across the street, Dennis, he always maintains like the lawnmower and everything else after Dad got too sick to do that stuff. And so anyway, we had the snowblower in the back. I had since been gifted another one. And so I didn't need a snowblower. So, but I wanted Dennis to have first dibs because he was our neighborhood mechanic. He always blew the snow off everybody's sidewalks and stuff. And I figured if he wanted it, he should be able to have one. And he's like, I know it's in good condition.
Right.
I do not have room for it.
It was big.
I don't
big.
Know what to tell you. Yeah, it's a big one. And so the neighbor, his next door neighbor, Mike, came over. And he's like, well, you know, our church could use one.
That is so cool.
And yeah. I'm like, hey, Jesus told me what to do. Mm-hmm. What would Jesus do?
Jesus took the snowblower.
Yeah. Jesus built my hot rod.
I know that Pat Cross, what was his name?
Dennis,
sorry. Uh-huh. He's military. Was he as well Navy or was he Army?
I wish I could tell you. Based on his hat that he wore yesterday, I know that he served like in wartime. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to say Navy.
Okay, cool.
I think it's like, it looked like one of my dad's that probably had a ship on it.
Well, that was the fun thing about this. I mean, this whole process and stuff was it was like people that came to it were drawn to this particular garage sale, like none other. There was people that came and they're like, I had this little Asian gal. You were inside.
Yeah.
She came up and she bought this. She got this Denver puzzle. But she looks down. She goes, oh, I have a Cocker Spaniel.
You know?
And I go, oh. And she goes, how much for that? And I go, how about $3? She goes, right. And she was so excited. She picked, but then she picked it up and realized how heavy it was.
Right.
And she almost dropped it. I'm like, oh, that's not, you touched. But she was so cute.
Yeah. For
so,
those that are new to the program, my dad volunteered for the Rocky Mountain Cocker Association for many, many, many years. So yes, there were cocker related material.
It really seemed like people could see things from the street, and then they would just get that. There was a lot of people that like walked up, bought one thing, and then it wasn't like they were perusing.
No. No. They've seen what they were coming for.
Yeah,
that's what I was.
The strangest thing. I mean, in a good way.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just like, oh, I've always wanted a dartboard. You know, I've always wanted this. It was just like they got that, and then they're like, okay, I'm out.
Well, that's what I was getting at. Was that one family came up, and this gal, she had two cute kids. Everybody in the family had different colored hair.
Uh huh.
Great kids. She walks up, and they beelined right for that.
The dartboard.
No, the navy thing. The stitchwork.
Yes, cross stitch.
Cross stitch. And I mean, I had it set to where you could see it from the street. I mean, they beelined right up, and I go, "Hey, what can I help you with?" And the gal goes, "I love this," you know. And she goes, "The frame is beautiful. It's framed so beautifully, this and that." And she goes, what would you be asking for that? And I go, would 20 be too much? She goes, 20 is not enough, but yes, 20. And I go, yeah. And I told her, I go, it's so funny because the gal that actually did that was just here about an hour ago. Mm-hmm. And I go, on the back, it's signed and everything, and it was made in 1993. Yep. And she goes, even better. She goes, it's got a story to go with it, this and that. She goes, we're getting it for my dad because he's an ex-Navy guy. Mm-hmm. And I go, once again, there was a calling,
yes.
You know, and your dad's going, that's who it needs to go to and everything. Yes. They were so cute because I go, would you guys mind? I said, this is going to sound weird. I go, but the gal that is running this, that's selling this stuff, isn't here right now. I go, but can I get a picture of you guys with it? And she goes, of course, you know. And so they were all excited. And I go, is there anything else more you want? And her little guy goes, no, this is what Papa wanted. We got it. We're out of here.
Oh, my gosh. So Mary Blair, who did the cross stitch, I had lunch with her today, and she brought pictures of when she gave it to her husband on his 50th birthday in 1993.
So cool.
Yeah, everybody was really happy about where
that thing was well traveled, and it went to the right home once again. You know,
a labor of love. It takes a lot of time to do
good
that.
As God,
well. She gave it to her husband, and then after he passed, he gave it to your dad.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I guess he didn't give it to your dad.
No, he was unavailable.
Yeah.
It was kooky how things, granted, texting helps and stuff too. And my parents were very beloved by their neighbors, but Rob across the street that you guys met, who's now a new listener, hopefully.
Yep.
He needed a medium saucepan because he got a new glass top stove and it didn't transfer heat to the cookware that he had. And I'm like, well, why'd you get that stove? I don't know. I've never heard of that. I'm just kidding.
I never have either, but that's crazy. Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, I have, you know, I'm like, Rob, I wish I could help you, but I just have a lot of small saucepans. I only had the one medium saucepan and I need it. So I gave him the small saucepan. Well, the next day we were having a party for my brother and my niece for their birthdays after the last day of the garage sale. And Brian went and got us all brats and stuff. And I told Mike to go burn off the grill. We hadn't grilled on it in a year. And he opens up the grill and there's all these pots and pans in there.
But what?
So that's like, hilarious.
Oh my gosh, Rob, I have medium saucepans coming out my ears. So I brought him one. And well, I had it on my head at first, like Davy Crockett. Nobody thought it was funny. They just thought it was gross. Or Johnny Appleseed, pick one. I don't know.
Yeah.
Simon. And so I gave it to him and I said, wash that. It's been on my head. And then later, when the whole family came for the party and stuff, I'm like, I have all these extra dishes. I thought I made room for just the right amount of pots and pans. And you guys are using the oven, Sam, what should I do? And she's a mother of seven, my sister-in-law. She goes, well, put them in the bathtub. Obviously. Well, so yeah. I did.
Did you? That kind of sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, they were removed before the other incident, which we can get to later or not.
Oh, that is hilarious.
The bathtub saw a lot of action this weekend.
And not the kind you're thinking,
not
folks.
Slippy, slidey, sexy.
Okay, so let's talk about funniest moments besides Shelly calling the neighbor homeless.
Shelly, where is Shelly? That was my funniest moment. Where is Shelly?
Oh, Shelly kept disappearing.
You can't.
I told you I was going to the liquor store.
Oh, no, you would go inside this, and then I'd have to chase it down. I'm like, how much you want for this? She's like, I don't know, blah, blah. But,
yeah, we finally just didn't ask her
I finally
anymore.
Just started just giving stuff away.
Just making deals.
No, just kidding. Yeah. No, it was good. No, that was fun.
Yeah.
So my funniest moment, Shelly wasn't there. I don't know where she was. She was missing again. It was after the first night, after everything was put away, Friday night. Brian had come over mid-Friday, and we were sitting on the back porch, and we were first sitting in the grass on the back, and I had sat on this chair, and I almost fell out of it, and then I went and grabbed another chair, and then I don't even remember why, but we decided to go from the grass.
Because the sun was kind of coming up, and it wasn't as hot on top.
So okay, so we took the chairs from the grass and went and sat on the porch, and so Brian sat down, Shelly left.
Yeah, mind you, her porch, there's two different levels to it.
Yeah.
There's like an upper level, and then it dips down about, you know, 12 inches, and it goes to this longer and part of the porch. Yeah.
So the crazy chair that I had almost fallen out of sober, and Brian was a little tipsy at this point. He was, he went to sit in it and fell backwards, but he fell from the top level to the bottom level, but did a complete perfect back roll like he was freaking Keanu Reeves in The Matrix, and then stood up and said, da-da!
I wonder if he even remembers.
I don't think he does.
Yeah. And I was like, That was amazing.
Me and Lisa were starstruck.
Like, I couldn't stop just staring at him, and he's just like, and then he just like switched the chairs and went
sat back down. He goes, I think I'll put this one. So we said switch chairs.
Yeah, and I'm like,
you guys are acting like I'm a lazy ass. I was making lasagna at this point.
That's what it was. Okay. I knew that there was no. I just didn't know where you were.
Yeah,
you were inside doing the lasagna. And so yeah, it was just like, what even just happened? And I just kept staring at him like, do it again. And
and if he was sober, he might have broken a bone.
I was wondering. He was limber like a newborn, you know, just.
I wanted to know if he hurt the next day, because he kind of did land on his shoulder.
That's, I was wondering that too, but yeah. He was gone by the time we got up. And
yeah, like a Jack in the Box. He thought, no, I'll tell you what. Okay, that explains it.
Oh.
Okay, so the day after the bathtub thing, which we may not get. Saturday morning. So after Friday night, when he drink, and then the lasagna night, and I didn't know about the fall. Uh-huh. The next morning, he's like, I feel like an old man. I can't move my neck.
There you go.
So that's what that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he like, fell on his shoulder and then kind of rolled.
They say that happens to the babies when they come out the birthing canal. Their necks kind of hurt because.
He didn't remember at all. I have no idea why my neck hurts.
You don't have cameras anywhere. Damn it.
No. And I told him to go home. We have cameras at the front door. But I told him to go home and do like chair yoga, like gentle senior yoga. And, you know, some neck stretches.
I'm sure that happened.
Well, I'm sure it didn't. But and especially, you know, having a computer job and stuff too, having a chair job.
Oh, yeah.
Just do that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he didn't.
Yeah.
That explains the neckism.
The neck injury.
One of my favorite things is how we started the whole weekend out. Shells went and got us some pizza. And we're at her mom's house. And, you know, she's still trying to work things in and out of the houses and that, you know, stuff. Well, I went to go sit on the couch with Lisa. Well, we had, of course, our co-stars, Linus and Fiona, were on the couch with her. So I couldn't sit on the couch.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking around like, I want to watch this show. We were going to watch Survivor. So I look outside on the patio, and I didn't get one of these floppy, crazy chairs. I got this one, and I'm like, okay, now all I need is a table. And I look, and here's an empty box next to me. Flip it up over. Total batch in it. Boom. Got a table. Mm-hmm. And a chair. We were able to watch TV. Then we had our supper on that there said table. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was one of my
really
favorite things.
Pizza
It was good pizza. It was good salad, but also just great furnishing ideas on your part.
Yeah.
What is that called when you just make it happen, when you make it work?
I mean, that's how I grew up. Some of my first apartments were just boxes and long chairs.
My mom one time, my sister, she moved around a lot. She had moved into this new apartment and just... she didn't always get to things the way you should.
Sure.
And she had boxes everywhere. And my mom came over to help her, like, just do stuff.
Right.
And my mom, all she did was, like, take a bunch of
tablecloth.
Sheets and tablecloths and put them over the boxes.
For furniture now.
And made them into furniture. It was really funny.
She goes, get to that one when you can, honey.
But this looks better.
It does.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I like how Patty rolled. Patty was a special guest.
Yes, she was. That's one of our other patron people. Yeah.
Yeah, she's on Patreon.
Well, then Patty became part of the show, not the show, the garage sale, because she brought a car full of stuff.
She sure did.
Cool
stuff.
And lifting up her thing, and then she'd bring something, and then it would disappear. And I go, what happened to that green goose? Would have been...
She was afraid it was going to get knocked
over. I don't blame her. But I did get a really cool cross from her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm checking out this cross. Well, it slides down and over, and then you lay it down. Your brother Mike showed me what I'm supposed to do with it.
Okay.
Remember, it had candles inside of it?
Uh-huh.
You lay it on a table, and then there's two sides of the cross that you put the candles on, and you light that, and that's how you say a prayer when you pray and stuff.
Huh. That's nice.
Go.
He's growling. Linus? What's going on, buddy?
There you go.
Yeah, who else came? She had a McCloskey. That was a treat.
Saw Bon Jovi with her and Karen when I was a senior in high school.
Oh, yeah.
She was there for like an hour. That was great. And Dee from Breadwinners.
Yes.
That was really, really cool.
Yeah.
That was a weird coincidence.
We have a spirit down in the basement or something that Linus has all of a sudden woken up to.
Dude, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you guys do differently? Would you have the hours differently? We probably would have had... signs up for longer.
Oh, that's I think I'm the signs was our only
needed,
that was our only
we
downfall.
Better signage,
more signs, and maybe longer. You know, maybe starting Thursday.
Yeah, and I also think that we probably should have got on Nextdoor and Facebook more.
Our Arvada neighbors.
And stuff. All those things. It was like a first time.
Yeah.
Trying.
It was fine. We didn't lose money, so I'm calling that a win.
Yeah. No.
We got rid of some stuff.
Yeah.
Where we're supposed to go.
I made a little buddy. I was given selling. My croc charms, and they usually go for like $3 to $4 a piece. Mm-hmm. And this little guy came, and he was enamored and checking them out. And he goes, how much are they? I said, how about, what was it?
Two for a buck.
Mm-hmm. And I seen my little entrepreneur guy's eyes light up, because then all of a sudden he knew. Well, it was funny because he lived right behind Shelly. He kept coming back. So I think what he was doing was going home, getting on his phone, going, well, they did have, and I
checking the value.
That was a $5 one coming back. But
Was he homeless if he lived behind you?
No.
Okay.
That was the people next to him in the tent.
Oh, okay. No. I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to fix that. But yeah, he was probably getting some good resale value.
Oh, yeah.
When I was
at school. Well, then he was so cute because his dad was like, you know, I'm sorry he keeps coming back. I said, no, that's totally
fine.
That's
what we want.
And so then the guy, he had a handful of them. And then he got to the end of your driveway. Sat down, he goes, now I need to put them in. And he filled his shoe up full of these.
He didn't sell them.
I don't know.
I think he filled
his shoes up. And then his mom and dad came back. And the mom was a really cute gal. And we were explaining, you know, we're closing down a boutique. None of the prices mean anything to us. Just make us an offer. So she grabbed a shirt. And the kid kept wanting her to buy this crystal.
He goes,
Mom, this would look so good on you. Please get it. Please get it. And so she grabs a crystal. She had her hands full, and she goes, what do I owe you? Lisa goes, just give me $5. And the gal goes, oh, no, we can't do that. So she just hands me a fistful of ones. It was like being back in the stripping days. Not that I was a stripper, but, you know.
That desperate testament.
Yeah.
But, no, it was probably one of my favorite couples was those people.
Yeah.
Then we had you got the ones. You got your looky-loos. You just come in. Don't even act like you've even said hi to them. They just completely do a complete circle, look at and turn their nose up to your stuff, and back into their car.
There was this one lady, an older woman, really grouchy, and we all said hi to her. And then Shelly goes, nice to meet ya, and just walked. And she never said,
She didn't even, walked. Yeah.
Like, why are you here?
Oh, then this is another funny moment. So there was these two older women that came.
Oh, my God, that was the best.
They were looking, we had a lot of books. They were looking at the books, and she goes, how much for the books? And Shelly goes, either a dollar for one or four for a dollar. And I kind of like, I was like, I know I didn't graduate from high school, but that
the math is really weird here.
And I even kind of went, Shelly, that's not right.
It would have been 25 cents a piece.
Yeah,
maybe,
and Shelly goes, oh no, it's right. I've thought a lot about this. I want you to take four books. You can either take one or four for the same price.
She kind of got pissed.
She goes, well, I guess I need to buy three more.
So, gotta go back and look.
She did. Yeah. So that was kind of funny, but.
She was just looking at it the wrong way. It's buy one, get three free.
Right.
Yeah.
We could have said
but
that.
But they
marketing.
They were also over at the ring section.
Oh,
you know, and this gal goes, I have, you know, I can't ever find rings that fit because my fingers are so small.
Mm-hmm.
I go, this is your gig right here.
They were
and she goes, only if my friend will loan me a dollar. And she looks over her shoulder. I think they were more than friends.
Good for them.
Yeah, exactly.
God bless them.
I thought we got really lucky with weather.
Oh, we totally
it
locked
wasn't
out.
It too hot.
Got
and then,
a little windy one time, but it wasn't bad.
By the time we were ready to pack it in, we were going to do 9 to 5 both days. And then Saturday, we're like, how about 4? And then it started getting like cloudy and kind of rainy at 3. We're like, it's a sign. Thanks, Jesus.
Yeah,
we got to go.
Exhausted.
Yeah, we just.
Just forget how much the sun takes it out of you.
For sure.
It really does.
It really does.
For
more
sure.
So than any like physical labor or anything.
Yeah.
And we had tents.
Yeah,
you guys had a great setup.
And we had that tree was perfectly shade tree.
Oh. Yeah, it
Daryl put in some manual labor hours. He really did.
Daryl was I would say
he was a
the
king.
The VIP.
The funny thing is, I know you guys because she talks to people all day long.
Right.
You used to be in the hospitality business where you have to talk to people or this and that. So I don't know. I like doing it. I like
social.
Doing the whole, you know, this and that. And then I like seeing people's faces when they bring something up. And they're like, well, how much for this? And I'm like, well, let's see. And how about this much? And then they're like, wait, well, all right.
Yeah, and I told Daryl, like, when we first got there, I go, if I wanted to talk to people, I would have fucking worked today. And I was joking, obviously. But, I mean, I just, you know, like, I'd love to talk to my friends and stuff. But,
No, I had a fun
he
time.
He just loves all of that. Yeah, I think that I was very surprised that we did better on Friday than we did on Saturday.
Yeah.
I thought Saturday would be a bigger day, but
me
also
too.
you know, the weather was a little bit worse, but it still wasn't bad. So no. I don't think that had really anything to do with it.
I think with it being Memorial Day weekend, it might have been garage sale saturated all over the place.
Or everybody was out of town.
Exactly.
One or the other.
And like our next door neighbor is our daughter's wedding and stuff.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah. Big
wedding. Oh, she was a hoot. Mary is a neat lady.
Karen, yeah.
Yeah, Karen. That's Karen.
I have a Mary and a Karen. So
okay.
I don't own them. But
they're in your bedroom tied up.
No, yes, they're they not. Mm-hmm. They're my friends and neighbors.
Oh my gosh. Shelly said something about a tenderest moment, but I didn't have any tender, super tender moments.
I kind of blew my wad on that. There are just so many things where I feel like mom and dad were around making sure that things went to the right.
Oh, that's the way I felt too.
It was really sweet. Yeah. And my brother Mike was really helpful. You know, he's so busy and he has 7 kids and he does so much stuff for the church and the Knights of Columbus and he has a full-time job and all that. And he's just like, I just want to make sure that you're fine and I want to help. And, you know, so my brother Monty had taken the, convertible that had been in the garage for, you know, God knows always. And he took it to his place in Frederick so we could have extra room to store things and make it easier for us so we didn't have to bring everything inside and who knew if it was going to rain. So I just thought it was tender that my brothers were so cute. And nobody in my family ever responds to texts. So it was Thursday. I think it was the day before the thing. And Lisa and Daryl are going to come over and spend the night Thursday and Friday. And Monty's like, I'm going to come get the car. And I'm like, well, let's go for a drive. It's a beautiful convertible. Let's do that.
Get a last one whipping it. Yeah.
So we did that. And they're like, well, what should we bring to the party Saturday night? I'm like, nobody responded. I didn't know I was having a party.
Right. Yeah. So Shelly had to put together a party.
Gosh.
Yes. On Saturday night.
And it was so, like, after, you know, 2 days of garage sale or whatever, and just do that. Brian was so helpful. You know, he went and got all the food. He brought home the bacon, fried it up in a pan, did all the dishes, whatever. And everybody just chipped in to make it such a nice time. And, you know, somebody brought dessert, somebody brought salads. And it was just fun to have everybody be together. And I told Kate, it was her 24th birthday. I'm like, I got you 2 things, honey, Jack and shit. And she's like, yeah, it's okay. I'm just glad we're all together.
Nice. Go in the garage and pick whatever you'd like.
You just go. Here's the deal.
Pay me a dollar.
Yeah, it'd be fine. No. I think that my tenderest moment, now that I'm thinking about it, I went to bed pretty early on Friday, first of all, because I was really, really tired, and second of all, because Brian and Shelly and Daryl were getting on my nerves.
She said we were a little repetitive. Repetitive! Can you imagine that?
What would he say twice? What did we say?
But that being said, it was so... I put on Dateline, played on my phone, and Fiona and Linus snuggled with me. And Linus slept, and I fell asleep really, like, within half an hour at, like, 8 o'clock, and I haven't been to bed that early since ever. And Linus snuggled all up with me, and so did Fiona, and I haven't had 2 dogs next to me in a really long time.
Yeah, I went in and checked it out. I'm like, look at this.
Yeah, he goes, and you said you wanted 2 dogs. Like, it was a bad thing. I go, I did. I was like, still do.
Still so on the table.
Cute. I'm like, yeah, it was. And Shelly's bed is the most comfortable bed in the world. Oh. You guys should try it.
Yeah.
I'll rent it out.
Yeah.
$5 an hour.
Perfect.
With me not on it.
Oh, never mind. No. I don't want any of it whatsoever.
My favorite was, well, I liked it all, but like I said, but on Friday night, Friday night, we did go get to, I finally got to sit down at the Major's bar.
Yes.
Have a cocktail. Yes. I actually smoked a cigarette. I felt that the next morning. Like, what the heck was I thinking?
I think you had 2.
I had a couple. Yeah.
After you and Brian peaced out, I went upstairs and he was still smoking at the bar. I go, what are you doing? And he goes, just staring.
Aww.
And I was like, at what? And he's like, all of these mugs. And he had a cigarette. And I was like, and Daryl doesn't smoke, if you guys can get that.
Yeah.
So I was like, what? Okay. And I just walked upstairs and said, take the dogs to go potty. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, I sat there. And like, it was kind of funny because, like, I told Shell the next day, I said, like, I had a great conversation with your dad last night, you know, and stuff.
Talking to Jimmy.
No, he does. He had just a beautiful bar and all this collection of these steins that will blow your mind. And I'm like, I was gifted one because I collect Statue of Liberty stuff. So I was gifted one of the steins, which I will love forever. But and we got to sit there. We had a good talk. I got to have a good talk with my friends, and you know, we did some hugs and Brian said, "Why does my neck hurt?"
And I watched Dateline that night.
I couldn't bear to get rid of a lot of things yet, but one of them is all the Fisher Price toys from when I was a kid, and they've been on my parents' carpet at downstairs at Bar Majors for decades, right?
Uh-huh.
And anyway, I'm like, me and Daryl are going to play with those before I sell those. And I just couldn't bear to get down on the carpet and get back up yet. But I think the kids played with them.
Oh, they were downstairs.
The grown-up nieces and nephews went down and played with
Fisher-Price.
I think
this is what was funny, because I went downstairs because I was like, oh, I got to grab my Stein. Yeah. And they were all downstairs, next to the pool table or behind that area. And I'm over here grabbing this Stein. I think they were like, what the hell's that guy doing?
He's just taking shit from our grandpa's staff.
He's taking grandpa's stuff.
No, they probably didn't even.
And they'd probably be like, one less thing.
They didn't blink an eye. They were,
they know
who you are.
Yeah.
That damn Daryl Stillen again.
Well, if we forgot that you came by, we're sorry. It was a whirlwind. Thank you for all the people who did come by. It meant the world to us.
It sure did. And
it was an expensive day for us because we had to give away a $10,000 check that day.
We did. That was
to
for
Tom
our
Crowbury.
Roof. Oh, Tom and Crystal. Oh.
Tom and Crystal came. Yeah, and Tom's Tom's our roofer, and he's like, hey, you know, we had to get the deposit. I'm like, God, that hurts.
Yeah, I've never written a check this big before.
My gosh.
But then I forgot I wrote for the
Yeah, we had a mortgage. We bought a house. Remember?
Yeah, there's right.
But the garage sale kind of took the edge off of that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, phew. That just knocked a hole into that $10,000. So we are going to sign off, you guys, with, again, thanking you for everything. Please sign up for Patreon so we can have you for our party, and also just because we need the funds to help keep this going. And
Oh, I think when this comes out, it's like a couple of days before Daryl's birthday too.
Yay.
Yes.
Happy almost birthday.
Happy almost birthday. When you said that, when you go, we're gonna sign off, I don't know why, but all of a sudden, it came to me. It popped in my head.
Just popped right in there.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Okay. Stay cheap and witchy, my friends.
Buy my shit and stay bitchy.
Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Having us a garage sale again. We have one about once a year. We buy a bunch of shit so we can sell it here. And everything's $1.95. If you stay long enough, you'll find something you like at the garage sale. The garage sale.